Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, this is Ginger Metro, and you're certainly welcome to be with me today on the Path of Power with Galexis. I'm the one who channels Galexis, and in a short while, Galexis will be with you, and then they're going to talk about a topic today. It has to do with the secret of health in the body, and they may make some other comments, too. And then after that, they will open up the airwaves for questions and talk to you about whatever your interests, issues are, or concerns. Open up the show, and I have been channeling Galexis since 1988. They first came in after I'd been doing channeling for a while, and various sundry beings were coming in, and I could do about three or four in an evening, and it was kind of hard going in and out of trance, so they got together on the other side, and they said, we'll just come in at once, and we'll just pass the microphone to each other, so you can talk with all of us, and we can call in specialists from time to time, and you can ask us questions on anything. And I thought that was a really good deal because I only had to go into trance once, and I didn't have to go in that back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which was tiring. So since that time, I have gotten a healing every time I channel. And Galexis has consistently filled me with more love and more light and is teaching me really how marvelous it is on the other side and how we are here on the planet to help bring that through to this side so that this side can be the heaven on earth, the heaven that is so beautiful on the other side. So anyway, I'm going to go into trance and I'm going to be quiet for just a few seconds. So don't think that the radio program is dead or anything like that. It just takes me a few seconds to transition. And then Galexis will be with you, and we'll be talking with you. And if you want to know more about Galexis or my story of Galexis and what Galexis does, feel free to check out the website, which is galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. And in there we'll have our not only the story about Galexis, but we have CDs available. You can sign up for a free newsletter where we share information and announcements and so on. And we also have our schedule of workshops and so forth, events that are happening. And at this current time, we don't have that many going on, and they are only in the L.A. area. So for now, I'm going to head on out, and you can visit with Galexis, and I hope you have a really good time. And according to our new arrangement, Galexis will close the program. And so I will not be coming on at the end of the program like I normally do. So just to remind you very quickly, we do alternate weeks with Tall Cat Psychic. And so Tall Cat has the following as the second and fourth Monday. We have the first and third. And this particular month, we are also going to be having this program on the fifth Monday of the month. And so without any further ado, I'm going to go on into trance, and you can listen to Galexis. So ta-ta for now. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis. And welcome, welcome to all of you who are here and listening to us this beautiful evening. Those of you who have a clear sky perhaps have noticed the wonderful Venus and Jupiter and Moon triple conjunction in the sky. And that beautiful triple conjunction is very fortuitous. It has an omen factor, if you will. If you will allow it to, it can promise, in a sense, the opening of something greater and more beautiful that lies ahead. Venus, the planet of love and value. Jupiter, the planet of abundance. The two of them together, prosperity. Now you may laugh and think, well, what's Venus and Jupiter getting together doing during an economic crisis? But they promise so much love, so much hope, because it can be very blissful, very joyous, very beautiful. Venus and Jupiter together. And then the moon, the activator, the moon that brings things forth into the culture, into your society, into manifestation. So what you may want to do is to call upon the moon and Jupiter and Venus and say, all right, that's a sign. My future, I choose to be bright, filled with love and prosperity. So, why not? It's a beautiful adventure. It's a beautiful opportunity. It, of course, also is not really the topic that we have had selected for us to discuss this evening. We are intending to release now one of the workshops that we have done, which is called Healing Your Relationship with Your Body. And this workshop is going to be available. It is currently available on galexaspirit.com. If you go there, you can go back to the store and you can find the little button and that you can order it if you like. And we'll also be putting out an article that if you would like, and if you are on our newsletter, those of you who already get our newsletter, you know who you are because you get, you know, information from us. But if you don't have that, we suggest you go to the website and sign up so that you get this article. The article's title is Healing Your War with Food. So many people have issues with food. And so we have spoken about that, and we have an article available if you would like to go and see that. All right, so let's talk about health for a moment. What is health? Health, physical health, is a certain vibrantness of your body, where your body feels comfortable, it feels alive, it feels light and free, its movement is easy. When you're in health, when you walk and when you move, there's a certain effortless grace about it. There's a sense of well-being that is just natural in the body. There's a strength. There's a pleasure in movement and activity. The body has plenty of energy. You have motivation. In the morning, when you get up, wonderful energies, motivation. The body, comfortable, free, powerful, energetic, and also a vibrancy from taking that nutrition that you give your body in your food and let it come out radiating through your skin. Good healthy complexion shows good healthy diet, clean body, clear body. Well, everyone remembers, most everyone remembers, what it has been to be there, even if it was brief, even if it was only in childhood, perhaps, where energy was endless and went on and on and on. Some people remember it in their teens and 20s. Other people remember vigor and strength and being able to rely on their body's health and capacity throughout later decades of their lives. But most everyone at some point or another has encountered pain, has encountered suffering, and more, considering the more toxic environment that you live in your world, more complex, more stressful, an environment toxic with petrochemicals, with food that is laced with all sorts of synthetic flavorings, colorings, and concentrated sugars what do you call those? Carbohydrates. Very simple carbohydrates for fast energy, fast food. Toxic to your body. And then all the stress in your planet, the fear, the rage, the sense of powerlessness and hopelessness that many people have, or the sense of personal pain and suffering from damaged or wounded relationships, or relationships that are out of balance with your mate or with your spouse or your children or your parents. All these stresses, so many stresses, all of these take a toll on your body. So how to maintain perfect health, how to maintain a vibrant aliveness in your body, regardless of what goes on in the external environment? Well, a great deal of your choice to come in here in this physical lifetime, to take on a physical body in the first place, was to utilize physical plane existence as a place to play, as a playground for manifestation and creation. You wanted to come and learn how to create and how to apply your creation. So you took on a physical body. Now, your body is not just some, you know, substance, some kind of container, a computer that your spirit lives in. No, your body actually has a tremendous knowledge of its own, a tremendous sense of itself, a tremendous sense of being. You chose your body, and your body was shaped and created by you and your unseen friends, those who work with you on the other side, who you call spirit guides or spirit helpers. Those parts of you, higher self, the greater you, other parts of you, and those who are loving you, who are part of your spiritual family, who have been with you. Big team, a beautiful big crew. And together, chose and fashioned according to your will, according to your choices of what you wanted to do in this particular lifetime. A body that was just right for you. This body that is unique, has its own essence, has its own sense of identity, has its own being. This body was not created just to be some kind of meat for you to enliven. This body was created by you and your crew to be your partner. Now, a lot of people say, you know, there's wisdom in the body. And those who are wise in the ways of health know that the body is wise. And they speak of it even as such. Your body has a wisdom of what it needs, what it requires to live at optimal health and vitality. And your body is fully capable of giving you that information so that you can function and operate in such a way to have maximum empowerment in your life, so that you have the greatest and most optimal capacity to do the creation that you wanted. Now, some people say, but wait a minute, some people get bodies that are kind of broken, or they have defects in them. And we want to point out, the body is perfect. It's perfectly arranged for you, to make you, to allow for you to go through those particular learning issues, those learning crises that you wanted, that you chose for this lifetime. Yes, you chose a set of themes. Yeah, I want to work on this issue. I want to work with that focus. All right? Now, you didn't want to work on issues with a lot of pain and struggle and so forth. You wanted to work on them more like a focus. You wanted to learn about how to move from, let's say, the dregs of self-dislike and self-hatred to self-love. You wanted to take something from the dark to move to the light. And you chose themes, everyone choosing their unique combination of themes. And so the body is constructed ideally suited for these themes. So if you wanted to learn about, prejudice, you know, then you'll have the skin color, the right color in the culture that is prejudiced. Or you'll have a defect that makes you ugly. When you're an adolescent, you want to be beautiful, you want to be handsome, you want to be gloriously good-looking, because then you're valued. But what if you're ugly? Maybe you wanted to learn a lesson about what's real. Maybe you wanted to learn a lesson about loving yourself. So whatever you chose that you wanted to learn about, the body is perfectly arranged for that. Do not feel sorry and sad for those who seem to have handicaps. They are facing what they chose. There are just as many souls who choose, who, you know, if you look at the potential of a handicapped body, there will be loads of souls that want that body. Yeah, yeah, hey, I can really learn a lot from that. Even if the handicap is mental or emotional. So your body is perfect for you. If you can communicate with your body from a position as partner in loving your body, appreciating your body, and giving your body what it needs for optimal performance and functioning and pleasure and joy, it will respond and gift you with excellent health. This means that every food that you eat, check with your body. Does your body want this food? If your body gets angry and upset when you eat a certain food, or it's angry and upset and it reaches for, and you reach for comfort foods, those addictive foods, the chocolate, the ice cream, the cheese, the snacks, whatever it is that you reach for, your body will tell you, no, 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 we got a bad association with that, because you only reach for this food when you're unhappy or when you want to escape. You're stressed, you want to escape. Those are the foods you become allergic to. So allergies tell you, your body is telling you through allergies, through reactions to foods, don't eat these foods. There's, you know, it just reinforces negativity of these foods. Then there are foods, then there are things about certain lifestyle. Okay, let's look at lifestyle. You know, if you spend all day sitting at the computer, what's your body going to feel? Have you asked your body, do you like sitting all day at the computer and not moving? Bodies really love movement. They like variety. When you were a child, you loved variety. It was hard to sit still, perhaps, for an hour or two. And here, as an adult, you may be sitting still for hours in front of the TV or in front of a computer. Your eyes focused, locked, rigid. Have you asked your eyes what they really want to do? Do they want to read all day? Do they want to be stuck looking at reports on the computer? Do they want to do that? Yeah, of course you say, well, wait a minute, I got to work and earn some money. Right. But after your work day is over, do you rush home and pig out sitting in front of the TV? Or rush to take care of the kids, or rush to do this, or rush to do that? Do you think about your body and say, okay, body, what do you want to do now? Next hour is yours. Tell me, what do you want to do? Do you want to lie down and take a nap? Do you want to go run? Do you want to take a walk? Do you want to work in the garden? What do you want to do? What would you like to do, body? Do you listen to your body? The bodies don't like things too repetitive and boring. Most children are very connected to their bodies. Most children are very aware of their body's needs and desires. But somewhere you've trained yourself to separate your awareness from your body. And you begin to think of yourself and your body as separate. There's your mind, and then there's your body. And the body is just the vehicle, so the mind dominates the body. And the mind tells the body what to do. The secret of health is to work out a win-win collaboration with your body as a partner, with respect for it, and listening to it, just as you would someone that you love deeply. You will want to be with them. You will want them to be happy. Work to make your body happy. Give your body some time in the day to determine what it wants to do. Give it time to stretch, to move, to enjoy itself. Give the body some pleasure. Not addictions. Addictions are not pleasure. Addictions are a cycle of dealing with unpleasant emotional states. And you get a little high hit, and then you crash down again. That's not pleasing for the body. The body wants something that's gentle, lifting, and joyous. But it is sporadic. It's a momentous. It will be done in a little while. And then the body wants to do something else. The body sometimes has the attention span of, let's say, a 7 or 8 year old. So take care of your body. Listen to your body. Talk to your body. Respect your body. It is your partner, an equal with you. If you will do that, you will hear your body's wisdom. And when your body is listened to, and your body can tell you what you need to be doing for it, it will be happy, it will be pleased with you. It will not fight you. It will not resist you. It will not create you all sorts of messes and issues. All illnesses are generally messages from the body. You know, you're not treating me right. Something's wrong. You're stashing emotions in here. Come on, take these emotions out of me. I don't want to carry all this heavy load anymore so that you can just wander off into the ozone on your own and just stick me with this. And then separate yourself from me and you don't feel me and you don't feel anything. And I'm stuck with all this emotional crap. Come clean me up. You see, your body can tell you all these things, and if you will follow it, then you don't have to wait until you get diseases before you have to stop and get really into yourself and connected with your body. All right, so love your body. It's your partner. It wants to work with you. All right, so what we'd like to do at this point is we'd like to open it up to a couple of questions. Those of you who are listening, if you would want to ask us a question, feel free to give us a call. There are 2 toll-free numbers we're going to give you, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So you can give us a call, and if you have a question, feel free to give us a call at this time. All right, we have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Galexis?
Yes.
This is Brian from Indiana.
Oh, hello, Brian, again.
How are you?
All right. So what would you like to discuss today?
Well, a while back ago, we were discussing about these orange orbs of light that I've seen in the sky.
Yes.
And I've seen this again, what we were talking about from a ship. I just saw this recently last week, around Monday or Tuesday in the evening. Around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I was wondering, it is seeming like it's getting closer and closer. And I guess what I was wanting to know is, you said before, just by sending love to them, that gives them permission to come closer?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you do that?
Yes, a little bit, yes. I'm starting to try.
All right, so?
Yes.
So what's your question?
My question is, when they have a link with us, how do they, in a way, track us in a way that they know exactly where my frequency, my residence, my beingness is at all times on this planet? Do they track through an implant sometimes, like an etheric implant? How do they do that with me?
Well, they have different ways to do that. They can do it through an implant. If you have experienced being present with them before. Some people call that abduction. There will be an implant. But there's also an agreement that you have made before you came into this lifetime that this is one of the things you wanted to learn about or that you wanted to connect with when the time was right. And so as a result, as you came in, that, you know, there's somebody that you know on the other side that stays connected with you and just kind of, you know, waits because they don't have time. You do. So it doesn't, you know, they can sit around and wait plenty of time, and then when it seems like you're getting to the place and time where it seems that your energies are ready and so forth, and they just will, it's like they see you as a whole bunch, as a matrix of colors and lights and energies that's distinct. Nobody has the same patterning that you do, so it's very easy for them to scan and plug in. But the connection has probably been there ever since you're born.
Yeah.
So that's it's either way is very common.
I get that every once in a while. I feel like a heat, or like a sensation, or either a tingling sensation in my hands, like heat that shoots up through my hands, or I'll feel like what you call a tingling sensation in the back of the neck. So I was just wondering about that. Like, it just seems like it's getting stronger.
Yes, and so we go back to our original suggestion is that every time it comes, then you just send love, you send the message, you become more and more comfortable with it, and there will come a time where you'll be very comfortable with it, so it can move closer and closer until you are ready for communion.
Yeah.
All right. Dear one. So thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Farewell. And so we're opening up the lines again. If you would like to call us and speak with us, as we said, the number is 877-876-5227. And so, so dear Brian is awaiting a moment of communion, a moment of connection. Now, many people have asked us, you know, how do I get there? How do I do that? Well, if you've made arrangements for it, don't worry, it will take place, it will happen. And also, your energies, your attitudes, your comfort zone, what you need at your time in your life, specifically for you, is going to determine that. All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, Galaxus, can you hear me?
All right,
I'm
can you speak a little louder? We can't really hear you.
Okay. I'm trying to speak louder. Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you, dear one.
Okay. My question today is just, is time speeding up? It just feels like time is speeding up, and I'm not sure if it's because of the ascension of the Earth.
All right. Well, time itself is an illusion. So time is not going any faster or slower because time doesn't really exist. It is a manufactured illusion in order to take certain elements and put them together in various sequences and various orders to play with them. It's a lot of what humans have chosen as an experience. However, the perception of time is indeed speeding up. And why would the perception of time speed up? It's because as you become more conscious and as you become more aware and as you are more conscious and aware of being in the present moment, which is the only time there is, really.
That's right.
As you get to that level of awareness, you're aware of more. And as you get to higher and higher frequencies of awareness, your capacity to move, manipulate, shift time begins to grow. All right? And so what is indeed happening, yes, people call it the ascension of the Earth, but what it happens on an individual basis. In other words, for you, the sense of time speeding up for you is not the same as a sense of another person of time speeding up. But you are part of a group of beings, of light beings who chose to come and work with opening into fourth dimension and therefore to connect into fifth dimension, fourth dimension being that portal between your everyday world of third dimension. And so every time you open into that fourth dimension, which is that portal of time and space, you're going to have a warp in your perception of time and space.
Okay.
Right? And so the more that you grow and expand, and the more that you start to stretch into imagining and dreaming and working outside of time limitations and outside of linear thinking, you're going to get to that place where time will appear to either incredibly slow down or speed up, depending on what you're doing.
Exactly.
Now, for most people, the perception is that time is speeding up. But a lot of that is because you're raising your vibration, but you haven't, as a group, released your grip on linear thinking yet.
I'm trying to increase the vibrations, and I'm hoping I'm accomplishing some of it. I just noticed a lot of synchronicities lately.
Right. That's an indication of impending fourth dimension. Synchronicities are fourth dimensional. That's time-space linking, right? And you're slipping through or outside of limitations having to do with time and space.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. You know, when you look at the clock and you see 111 or 555 or...
Isn't that great? Right.
Yeah.
When you get those synchronicities, what's even more exciting is when you get more than one or two of them in the same day.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, I'm in sync here. Something's
happening.
Bring on
the magic. It feels magical, and it is.
Right. It is magical because when you happen to look up at the clock and see it at 555 or whatever it is, there's the magic of that. Means that it's you're plugged in. You're connected in somewhere to synchronistic energy. You're
so
plugged in.
Should you be thinking of what you were thinking about before you saw that spot?
No, you don't need to do that. What you
need
to do is
to
recognize, hey, this is a synchronicity and I'm plugged in, so what do I want now?
Okay.
What do I want to envision in my future? So don't go into something linear. Don't go into anything analytical. Go into a desire. Go into something that you just can imagine or dream about or envision.
Just like a child, right?
Yeah.
Like children.
Exactly.
It feels like being, you know, when you're a child and you imagine all these things and all these sort of, it's almost like that. It's almost
right.
Like
it is. But you have to realize a child doesn't function in linearity. A child is very irrational.
Well, and that explains some things.
What's that?
Thank you, Alexis, for that.
You're certainly welcome. You know, it's such a delight to see, you know, more and more how you and some of others are coming into this, you know, shifting. And it's going to be very, very freeing.
It's exciting.
It is.
An exciting time.
It's fantastic magic. Thank you, dear one, for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Farewell. All right, so time to open up the channels again, 877-876-5227. If you have a question you'd like to call us with. And, you know, what's very interesting, one of the things you're going to see here, we just want to make as an addendum to this answer to this question, is that most people are looking at warps in time and experiencing warps in time. How many of you are noticing the corresponding shifts in space? All right. How many of you are looking at the space you live in and are wanting to shift it, or wanting to move, or wanting to let go of stuff, or wanting to clear some spaces? Pay attention to how this shift is going on as far as space, because space is also part of fourth dimension. All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hi, Alexis. I have a question for you.
All right, can you speak a little louder?
Yes, is that better?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, my question is about speaking in tongues.
All right.
I used to think that was just something that people made up because they'd read it in the Bible, but with my energy work, I've started doing it myself.
Yes.
I never expected that to ever happen, and I'm not saying anything that seems to make any sense to me or to anyone else. It's a bunch of syllables.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any inherent understanding in my mind as it happens, and the words don't sound familiar as they come out. Can you tell me what that's about?
All right. Do you do any kind of healing work or energy healing work?
Yes, in fact, it never happened until this year, and I have experienced it while doing three different types of work separately.
Mm.
One was a VESA, one was a KADUA, and one was a Reiki attunement.
Oh, there you go. All right. What happens is there's two things, in a sense, that this is. One is that it comes from other lifetime experiences, very often on lifetime experiences in which you were connected to ancient rituals of healing. All right? And so
okay.
Some of these words and languaging that comes through, yes, it may not make sense here, but it is part of a language that if you were to go there to that other lifetime experience or to that other dimensional place or to that other planet where it is spoken, it makes total complete sense, right? And it comes through when you are getting lifted, when you are getting connected to the divine energy, which is what you were going through when you were doing that. And any time that you do a healing for someone else, you have the opportunity to bring that through too, because every time you do any kind of energy healing work with someone, you're being the vehicle, as being the channel, as being the one who directs that healing energy, connect with the divine. And so you can open up to the greater expanse of you and your wisdom and your knowledge, accessing the resources from all these other lifetimes of your own. Then there is also in the collective unconscious mind that everyone taps into and everyone is anchored into in this planet and perhaps even beyond. There is a certain knowledge of sounds and the qualities of sounds that create certain resonances, that create certain energies, that put out certain codes of different types of energies together in certain order. Very much like a person, you know, a scientist reading the DNA and the Human Genome Project, you know, is reading all those codes of the DNA. It's
uh-huh.
almost the same thing in an audio form.
These are
codes that can engender certain types of change or certain types of healing based upon the intention that you were holding at the time. And so some of these may be strictly sounds that are specifically designed to come in a certain way and in a certain order to effectively, through your intention, affect a healing. All right? So you can call on your higher consciousness to connect you into the divine, to connect you into this grander scope of being that is the collective unconscious, so that when you do healing work and when you do your work with people, that you can actively just call on these sounds. And there's a certain place in your brain, the three times that you have mentioned to us that you've done it, you've gone to that same place in your brain. It seems like it comes into you or appears or shows up at the same place in your within your body, within your brain. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, it does. In fact, when I talked to my friends, when I was kind of, you know, trying to figure out what it could be, I said, you know, I wonder if it's triggering a part of my brain that's creating, you know, like a language part of my brain that's just sort of setting off this pattern.
Well, no, it's the part of your brain that's receiving from another frequency, from another dimension.
Wow.
And, you know, most people have no clue of how much the brain can do. And that's part of the evolution that's going on the planet right now, is for people to discover how much more they are and how much more their brains can do what their brains can do. And so, of course, people can look at the DNA and they can look at all the brain sections and analyze and so forth and so on. But they cannot see what parts of the body are reflecting and resonating, just like when you pluck a string on the piano, and there's a you know, the note next to it can have a faint response, or you have a string on a violin or a guitar, and you can have the next string next to it register. You see, there's just a sense of resonance. There's a certain attunement that the brain can connect into when you are open to it. So few people know how to really open the brain up to its most magnificent use, which has hardly been tapped to a certain extent, because so much of that opening of the brain function is done through altered perception. So this is the place of reception in your brain, not necessarily, well, it's a place where you created it to manifest in your physical body as sound, but it comes through in certain frequencies and vibrations which are translated in your brain, much like when you hear something, your ear will take in the vibrations, but in your brain is where it gets translated, and then you understand what sounds you just heard. You see?
So it's the opposite. Our brain receives it, and then it translates out through the mouth.
Right, right. It receives it because that's part of your brain you have allowed to resonate at that high frequency that you can receive that. And you've opened yourself willingness to receive that.
So the frequency and the willingness is what triggered it.
Yes. And
now
the intention.
And the intention.
The intention is what calls it to come.
Okay.
Then you receive it, and it translates through your body, and you can almost feel the sounds just coming through your whole energy field, if you will listen.
A lot of people, yes, in churches, one person will hit this frequency, and then it will entrain the other people in the church to hit that frequency with them. But when I'm around other people, I don't seem to entrain them. I seem to be the only one doing it.
All right. Well, you see, a church has a very, very strong collective culture.
Okay.
You see, and you don't have that with, you know, your clients or your friends or so forth. You function and almost as an independent.
Right.
Now, in a church, yes, that entrainment is there, but they're already entrained just to go to that church in the first place. They're all working on to entrain to the same place.
I went to a healing circle for the one energy that really started triggering this in me. And it was multiple times it would be a room between 10 people and 20 people who all had the same energy frequency, yet none of them were speaking in tongues, and they got afraid of me.
Well, what a person doesn't understand, they can fear, but
right,
we would not say that those people were on the same frequencies with you. See,
very good.
See, those groups are not entraining people like a church would.
Right.
A church is entrained through the mythology that they hold in common, and the reinforcement of that, of those beliefs and their attitudes every time they get together, and they do this over years.
Okay.
All right, but your group is a bunch of disparate people who come together to experience something, and some of them are much more advanced than others.
Yes.
You see? So they're all at different kinds of levels, and they're not entrained to be unified in their beliefs.
This is great information, of course, as usual.
No, you're welcome. But you see, the thing is that if people feel afraid or feel nervous or upset about it, it may be because they hold judgments against those who are going into church and talking in tongues, or it's just simply unknown and it scares them because they perceive that if that happened to them, that they would feel that they are totally out of control. And so anybody who has an issue around their facade and being appearing to be really important or being all together and terrified of, you know, failure or terrifying of falling out of control or losing control or something like that is going to find it very it makes them nervous. Let's put it that way.
I saw a friend who was experimenting with marijuana, and she started speaking in what seemed to me tongues. They sounded kind of Czechoslovakian almost.
Yes.
So she was just able to let her frequency rise by the drugs, and that's how she tapped
that's
in?
That's right. And of course, she may come out of it, and then she may not be able to do it. It may be only receptive because, of course, marijuana does change brain function. So it can, for some people, really open up parts of the brain that normally are closed.
Well, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, dear one. Thank you for your question.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, farewell. All right, so we're having some very interesting questions today. And let's see, the number to call, 877-876-5227. We're open for another question. And so all of you, you know, the whole reality that you're in is going through a lot of changes. You're coming into a place of being able to put yourself into new states of balance, new states of awareness, and for that to be natural to you, for that to be totally comfortable, to be safe, to be okay. And the less that you judge yourself, the easier it's going to be to open up to these new experiences and to allow them to change you, allow them to open you. You see, you know probably more than anyone else would know where your boundaries are. Now, if you have lost your boundaries, that is an issue with ego. People whose egos are, whose boundaries are down, are people who are either don't like themselves or and are ashamed of themselves, or people who feel that what they feel and think is what everyone else feels and thinks. In other words, they globalize. So be aware of where you're coming from, and if you have boundaries, you can utilize them and expand them deliberately. All right, so we have another caller. Hello?
Good evening.
Hello, can you speak a little louder?
Yes, thank you so much for talking to us on the radio.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. Our pleasure.
And I've been calling you in the evening.
Great.
But I'm having a lot of back problems.
All right. And what part of your back?
Today, I woke up barely able to move with my upper neck.
Mm.
I just wonder what the message is or what I need to be doing.
Does it keep moving from area to area? So from one day to the next, it can shift up and down your spine and go in the lumbar one day and the neck of the other or something like that?
Well, I have two major injuries, one in my neck and one in my hip.
All right.
That happened a year ago, and but today I just woke up super duper hurting in a new place. So I'm just, there must be a message.
All right. Well, now how much work have you done to get your structure of your body back into balance? You've done
a lot
with chiropractors and massage therapists and all right.
Acupuncture, healing.
All right. Okay. All right. So just a minute. Let us scan you just a minute here. How long have you been having pain? Kind of on a consistent or chronic basis?
Since last January.
All right.
That's
and
when I got off work with pain.
Oh, all right. Okay, do you work now?
No, I'm still off work from this, but I started, I started doing something different, so I thought, well, that's the message in the injury was I wasn't supposed to be doing that, and I was supposed to be doing this painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I have a big craft show coming up, and I'm, like, struck down again. I feel like I'm struck down.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm reaching a goal or something.
All right, right. Well, you have to realize, too, that your body is, like we were talking earlier today, about the body can give you messages. Now,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that's going on with your body is that it got tired of you, in a sense, demanding so much achievement out of it. All right? And it seemed like you were just kind of running on achievement. You know, you have to do this, and then we got to do that, and then we got to do that, and we got to do that, and we got to do it well, we got to do it better, we got to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so there was always something in the future that you had to be running for, some deadline or something like that. It seems like the body was just got really tired and fed up with it and said, damn it, I want you to lie down, rest, and I want to get a break, and I want you to do just what's fun for me. All right? And so from what we can see is that the painting is actually fun for you. But as soon as you get going to do it in a craft show, now you've put it into a performance and achievement context.
Mm-hmm.
So the body's going to really get annoyed at you again because you're starting to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the message from your body is not to drive the body, to work with the body, right? Which means that you may not be as nearly as prepared for this craft show as you would like to be. But, okay, whatever. Just enjoy it. Make it just an enjoyable thing. You understand?
Yeah.
Make it just a fun thing. Take off the demand. Take off the pressure. See it as a playful thing. See it as an adventurous, just playful, interesting, new experience kind of thing, rather than trying to see what you have to, oh, I've got to get this done, and I've got to get that done, and I've got to make that just so, and I've got to whatever. And just be easy on yourself. So what if you don't have it completely together?
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy yourself. That's what the body's up for.
I thought that's what I was doing. I thought I was having fun.
Well, you were until you started to get into the push-drive thing.
Yeah.
All right? It's a push-drive thing. Only you will be able to find where that line is, because there is a line. And when you go over the line, the body's going to resist. The body's going to rebel. The body's going to say, pull back, don't do this. And there's a part of you that says, no, I want to do these things. And I resent, you know, being pulled down and pulled back by the body. But you see, when that happens, you and the body are separate. You've separated yourself from it. You're looking down on it. You're being angry at it. Mm-hmm. And so then you have a standoff with your body, and it's going to make you hurt.
Uh-huh.
The body knows how to
stabilize the whole money thing. That's what I've been trying to do, is stabilize making a living.
Right. And the context that you have are surrounding making a living and surrounding money are what needs to be cleared and needs to be worked with. We would recommend for you, if you have not gotten our CD workshop, called Healing Your Relationship with Money, might actually free you from some of these contexts. By context, we mean some emotions, some beliefs, and all that kind of stuff that surrounds this whole issue around money. And you want to free yourself from that whole issue. And because because if you have issues with money, you have charge on it, it's ultra heavy duty, and you worry and you have fear around it and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Then what's the body going to do? The body's taking it all in.
Okay.
It's almost like you're dumping it on your body. Okay, body, you got to, you know, whip into shape now. We got to perform. The body says, hey, wait a minute. No, I made you stop work, so you would stop that. You know, stop that pushing and driving stuff. This is time for you to explore what it is you want to do, how you want to do it with ease. You want to create abundance and success, but you don't want to do it as a workaholic anymore. You don't want to do it as a push, strive, achieve kind of high pressure, high stress kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the culture that destroys so many people, you see. And so your adrenal glands are not in good shape, dear one. They're worn out. They're exhausted. And so when you get into this type of, when you try to get yourself going and try to push yourself and try to artificially motivate yourself, your adrenals can push only a little bit, and then they fall and collapse. And when they fall and collapse, they cannot compensate for pain. If your adrenals were high and you were doing something you enjoyed, you wouldn't have pain, because the adrenals can heal all of that.
Okay.
All right? Adrenals handle the energy, the immune system. They're the foundation of that. There's two little tiny glands, and they are at the foundation of so much. But
and I wore them out, didn't
and
I?
And you wore them out. Yes, you did. And then all the pain keeps them worn out. The pain keeps your immune system down, so you don't rebuild well.
Okay.
And you don't.
I will get that CD.
All right. Do that. And we also recommend to check out Healing Your Adrenals. That would be by going to the, there's a website called adrenalfatigue.org.
Thank you.
And a lot of people have been able to help their adrenals through that. All right?
Thank you.
You see, there's also another book that's come out by a man named John Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z, and it's on the equilibrium theory. Right?
Okay.
And this also teaches you how to restore your adrenals so that your whole life comes back into balance and you feel good. And you got energy.
Goody.
Yeah, so that your motivation can be truly authentic. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So, because otherwise, then you have to push yourself. And as soon as you push yourself and maintain an artificial motivation, your body's going to rebel.
But I do love the painting. I don't have to push myself.
No,
to
you
do
don't.
That.
No, but it's the craft show thing is a push, not the painting. All right? The painting is really good, you know? All right, dear one. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, dear one. And
you.
Keep calling us, and we'll be with you.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
All
right. Farewell. And to all of you, thank you who've called in and asked questions. And thank you all who have called in and are listening. And feel free to call on us. You know, you can work with us individually, calling us. As you go to sleep at night and you turn the light off, you're ready to fall asleep. Mentally call us, Galexis, and see a starry sky above you. And see those stars in the sky. And see the stars come together and form a great big star. That's us. And we send a beam of light down to you, and it surrounds you. And it comes shimmering in your favorite color, or a color that's appropriate for you. Iridescent shades of this beautiful color, or mixtures of colors. And we will surround you. Let yourself be held and nurtured and loved by us. And ask us for something. Ask us for something that you want. And go on to sleep, and we'll work with you. It would be our pleasure. Indeed, it would. And now, next week, there will be Talk at Psychic at this same hour. And we will be with you 2 weeks from this Monday. And, let's see, in the meantime, you know, check us out. Go to galexisspirit.com and see the message we have for you. It rises up in the very first homepage. A message for you. For you, the light worker, the being of light that you are. It has been our pleasure working with you, and we hope to speak with you again in the future. And so, we wish you well. Thank you for listening, and farewell.